time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Steve Price with the USU Extension here in Carbon County. And, you know, we're heading into summer. People's gardens are starting to go in and take off. And, you know, a lot of people call the Extension and they have questions about this, that, and the other when it comes to gardening. And, you know, everybody is concerned about the water situation. So thought we would bring Steve in, talk a little about some of the most asked questions that people call and want to talk to them about. And then we'll end with a little discussion about maybe ways to save water when you're watering outdoors. And you know, 90% of the time, we always have this conversation, 90% of the time, people that are watering outside are watering too much. So we're going to talk all about that with Steve Price from the Extension Office. Steve, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's dive right in. You know, things at the Extension, this is your time of year, it seems like. People always want to know, how should I do this, or where should I cut this, or how should I... So what are some of the, like, the, I guess we'll say, frequently asked questions this time of year down at the Extension Office?
Yeah, so one of the things that we're getting a lot of questions about right now, a lot of panic calls, are people that have planted their vegetable garden, and you know, we're kind of out of our frost period now, and they're worried because they're not seeing things pick up, they're not seeing things go quite the way they think. But really, realistically, this spring has been pretty cool for us. We're a little bit behind on our degree days. So kind of my standard response is just wait. You don't need to start over applying water or fertilizer to get things to catch up. They'll catch up. We just haven't quite reached optimal growing conditions yet for those really heat loving crops. So just be patient with them. Another common question right now is we're seeing our grass coming in and weeds. What do we do about weeds? If you are running into a lot of summer annuals, things like mallow or maybe crabgrass, it's a good time to be thinking about maybe doing some pre-emergence to get ahead of that.
And when you talk about, just taking a step back there, when you talk about like your hot weather plants and things like that, these might be the same people that are calling you in August wanting to know, what am I supposed to do with all these tomatoes?
Absolutely.
And it happens, like you said, it happens every year. It's just a matter of time. It will heat up and everything will be all right because, yeah, I think we had a tomato plant last year that was producing tomatoes well into September, the 1st of October.
Yeah, it'll come. We just got to be patient.
And since you brought up grass and you know, landscaping and things around the house, let's talk about that now. Water. We all know what a big issue water is in our area, what it could be by the end of the summer. And, you know, what are some tips for people that are maybe looking to, you know, kind of curtail water usage or even know how much water they're supposed to use?
Absolutely. So water use, especially in your home lawn, can be very goal dependent. So some people cannot stand having brown spots on the lawn. People like me don't really care. So understanding your goal and what you're willing to live with when you talk to us at the Extension or formulating your management plan is really important. Kind of generally for people with pop-up sprinklers, what we recommend is putting down about a half an inch of water per irrigation cycle. So, and really right now that's maybe once a week. So with that, your lawn will survive the rest of the year just doing that. That means that you might have some brown spots as Kentucky bluegrass or even our fescue lawns are starting to go dormant during the warm season, but they will still survive on that. So that's a totally viable option. If you're trying to cut back on water and maybe water less frequently, but you're seeing, you know, say maybe you're seeing some brown spots, rather than irrigating more often, trying to keep up with those brown spots, maybe just water those spots.
Just spot water.
Drag a hose out, give it a little extra water there. No use in putting extra water out over the whole lawn. Also, there's a few things that you can do to just generate a healthier lawn anyway. By leaving your lawn longer, you reduce the amount of evaporation coming from the soil. So mowing it more of like 3.5 inch height rather than trying to mow down to a golf course slick.
Give that buzz cut. Yeah.
Yeah. Just work wonders on conserving water by reducing that evaporation.
And you told me, we've talked about this in the past, and we've talked about it last summer and the summer before probably. The best way to do it, you told me, is the tuna fish can.
Right.
So let's explain that to the...
So a lot of times especially when we talk to people about irrigating turf, and they ask, well, how much should I water? And I ask, well, how much water are you putting on? And we get, I water for 15 minutes. Well, that's kind of like going to a restaurant and ordering 15 minutes worth of French fries. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. So quantifying that to get that half inch per irrigation cycle, you can use a tuna fish can. Really any can that has straight sides, and go put them out in your lawn in a grid pattern, run a cycle or part of a cycle, and then measure it. Put a ruler down in the water and see how much water you're putting out. That really gives you a quantifiable way, a yardstick, if you will, to know where you're sitting. And our local extension offices also have what are called catch cups. So they're nice, they're sturdy, they're calibrated. So we borrow those out a lot this time of year. And we're willing to help you to learn how to do that on your own.
So, you may be watering for a half hour and you may only need to be watering for 20 or 15 minutes.
Absolutely.
And it's really important to know that, because really, and too much water can be a detriment to your lawn as well, can't it?
It can. Especially this time of year, where we're nice and cool, what can happen is we shut off our irrigation system, in fall or late summer, and it's already geared up to give us maximum amount of water. So by overwatering now, those roots really aren't growing deep. They're only maybe regrowing after the winter in the first couple inches of the soil. So once we get into July and we really start heating up, there's no way that 2 inch of roots are going to keep up with our water demand. So by letting it actually dry out a little bit on top, make those roots kind of go down and utilize water deeper, that gives us a healthier lawn overall.
All right, and one last question before I let you go. We talked about the fact that sometimes it's good to, I guess, quote unquote, starve your lawn, because that's when the roots grow deeper and stuff.
Right.
Is this the best time of year to do it, or is that fall the best time of year to do that? Or is it all year?
So it depends on management. So overall, the best way to conserve water in turf is by delaying your irrigation. This year, coming into spring, we had very, very little soil moisture, so a lot of people wanted to start early just to get green up. That's okay. Just know that when you start that, you're kind of setting your trend. So by saving water early in the season, that's the best way. The second best way to conserve water is, make sure you're not overwatering during the summer. But then fall, we can cut back our water significantly, almost to nothing in a lot of cases, and we'll do just fine, especially in the cool season. When those cool season grasses are starting to get kind of their second flush of growth for the year, making sure not over irrigate then, and making sure to kind of taper off water rather than just going full force and then stop. Kind of tapering off the water can do wonders to set up that root system, make sure it's healthy going into winter, so it's going to come back just vigorous and healthy in spring again.
All right, Steve Price with the USU Extension Office. Always good to have you in, because I always learn something. So thanks for coming in and talking to us today. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.